The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Kelly and Maitland are taking us to school. Boy math school.
Yeah, us girls were trying to have a good time with girl math. Took over social media, explaining to y'all how our minds work when it comes to spending money, specifically cash, because if you pay for cash, it's practically free. That's girl math.
If you pay with cash?
With cash, it's practically free. Okay. Or like, say you go somewhere and it's $100, right? And you pay $50 on your card and $50 in cash. That $50 in cash, that was free.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be just the opposite.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, that's because you're a boy and this is girl math.
You kind of forget about the credit card.
Girl math is also like when something was going to be $80 and you get it for $60, you save $20.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm fully on board with girl math.
Yeah. I love girl math.
I think girl math's great.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, like girl math, buying myself a treat after every minor inconvenience because I deserve it no matter how much the treat costs. Love that. Love that. But then guess who had to jump in and ruin it? Men, people who have penises, you had to jump in on the trend and ruin it for all the girls who are having a great time.
How did we ruin it?
Let me tell you.
Me. I just said I'm on board.
One tweet. One
guy. For all the ladies.
Let me tell you something. One guy.
Wow.
He tweets.
Sounds like y'all are pretty thin skinned.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you just wait until I get into some of this boy math and we'll talk about who's got thin skin in this room.
Okay.
One tweet went out that was like the real girl math. Is going on vacation with 8 friends and coming back with 3. Shots fired.
Oh, so, man.
Oh, because y'all can't get along?
Yeah.
Well, we weren't even making
girl math
about that.
You get hysterical?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Is it because you go out with the 8 women and there's no one there to say, hey, we need to settle down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why we're going to get it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So then underneath was a girl pretty much saying, are you trying to F around and find out? And that's where boy math was born.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So girls created girl math. And girls created boy math.
Yeah, because boys decided to make fun of girl math, so we don't take you guys down spanking lane.
All right, I'm ready to be taken
girls
down.
Girls can't do normal math.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Hot Wings.
You're welcome.
Like, boy math is when 5'10 measures at 6 feet tall for you guys. Boy math is wearing a hat and thinking it compensates for the fact that you don't have hair.
Man,
boy math is spending the whole say 30 minutes your girl's taking to get ready, complaining about how long she's taking to get ready. And then when you're finally ready to leave, you discover 20 minutes worth of tasks you found out you need to do.
Yes.
And you're even later than you would have been.
Oh, wait, I got to do this. Oh, wait, where's this?
Oh, we got to stop and take care of this. In my house, that is completely the opposite. We'll be ready to walk out the door, and it'll be like, I just need to vacuum upstairs. What?
What?
I saw this one in action last weekend. A pint of liquor will have you feeling less crappy in the morning than 6 beers.
Yeah.
What?
Or this one, boy math is thinking the answer to did you finish is always a yes.
Or being afraid of gold diggers when you don't even have a bed frame.
Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, I believe that one. I believe
boy
that
math
one.
Is
I
mean, wanting zero kids and also having zero condoms on hand.
Yeah. I actually feel pretty good about these because I think a lot of these are true, but I haven't really done that.
Yeah.
So I feel like okay with the fact that most guys are these and I haven't done most of these.
Boy math is wanting a prenup and you only make $45,000.
I saw one on Twitter too that said something about like Boy Math is spending $103 on child support every month and thinking you funded your baby mama's trip to Aruba.
Boy, this is my favorite from Twitter. Boy Math is having two kids when you're alive and five kids when you're dead.
Wait a minute.
What?
Double life.
Oh.
Oh, I get it.
Oh.
Boy Math is not knowing the difference between 5 inches and 8 inches.
Yeah, I think those are probably the most apt.
Yeah.
Boy Math is being surprised that Taylor Swift's net worth is 25 times more than Travis Kelce's.
25.
I'm not surprised 25. By that.
I'm shocked it's only 25, honestly. Yeah.
She's like the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, she's over a billion now,
is she?
Right? I assume.
I'd be surprised.
After the Eras Tour cash out, she'll be over a billion.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's got to be.
Boy Math is waiting until she's 18 and thinking that still doesn't make you a pedophile.
This text from Kayla: Boy Math, having 6 kids and still a drawer with about 500 condoms in it.
Boy Math is telling you things he built every single time he passed it, saying, I built that.
Oh, guilty.
Yeah. Not guilty. Good luck driving by something I built.
Dating somebody whose family runs an excavating company. Oh. You see that roundabout? We did that. You see that driveway? Yeah, we did that. You see that statue? We built the foundation for it.
Yeah. We dug that culvert.
We did the boring part of that statue.
Boy Math is thinking that turns us on in any way possible.
Right? Big machines.
Boy Math is not wanting one kid, but raising 3 pit bulls. You've seen that one.
Boy Math is changing your sheets once every season.
Like football season, yeah. Or fall, spring, winter.
Oh boy,
because it might be just the football season.
Boy Math is breaking up seasons based on sports and not weather.
I've outgrown the sheets one. Those get changed quite frequently now.
Yeah,
but I definitely was that one. Oh, it was like, well, as long as I don't get into the bed that dirty, it'll be fine.
As long as they're not too stinky.
And it was, but those were also in my single times where it was like, well, no one's coming over. Who cares? It's just my dumb body in here anyway.
This text: Girl Math. Girls being mean and hurtful because they can't handle the truth.
Oh, really? Boy Math is thinking you're the only one in your relationship other people want to sleep with. Boy Math is saying Margot Robbie's a 6.
Yeah, that was crazy during that whole thing.
Who said that?
There was a whole string of people when Barbie was out going, she's not even hot.
No,
like,
no,
she's not even hot. Terrible. You can't say that.
She's not even hot. Yeah, that, okay, incel.
That's the equivalent of saying wood won't burn. It's just wrong.
Yeah, that's like, that would be like me going, you know what? I don't think I'm ever going to waste my money on a Ferrari.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I used this example earlier, but Boy Math is putting on a jersey with another grown man's name on it every Sunday while mocking Swifties and the Beehive, Bayhive, whatever, for Beyonce.
I'm totally on board with that.
Agree.
We had said years ago,
you can't dog on one and do the other.
Mm-hmm. We had some guy call in and he was just dogging people who played World of Warcraft when that was really popular. And we're like, well, what should they be doing instead? And he goes, I don't know. I play fantasy football. And we're like, dude, that's the same thing.
We're like, that's even worse.
Except the other one, at least you have some strategy and stuff. You're just crossing your fingers and hope that some boys do good for you.
Yeah. You're just looking for an excuse to watch more men in tight pants on a Sunday.
Boy Math is when your dad leaves for the rest of your life and you blame it on women and your mom and your sister and you treat them like crap. That was one of my favorite ones. Oh man. Another one that was really good was Boy Math is when you pay $50 for a beard trim and then another $50 to get the hair that you're losing also trimmed. Just shave it off.
Boy Math is putting one load of laundry in the washer and saying you helped do the laundry.
Yeah.
Or I did so many loads of laundry. Oh, you switched them out. You folded them. You did all of that. No, I put it in there. Great.
Boy Math is, let me take this off your hands, and then asking a thousand questions about how to take it off of your hands.
That one. That one hit.
A little sticky, isn't
it? That one hit.
I mean, if we...
That one landed.
We want to help.
Yeah.
You just have to teach us how to do it first.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that you throwing out some Boy Math is making some hurtful Girl Math ones come in as though some people's nerves may be getting touched. Would you like to hear some?
I would love that.
Yeah, girl math, not having any accountability for your own actions, but blaming everyone else.
Yeah.
Girl math is putting on makeup and making you think it's not going to let people know you're ugly.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Only ugly people wear makeup. Yeah.
Girl math is when they say they want to buy a dress they already have 30 of in the same color.
Yeah. See, that's funny to me. And then you got to put a dude tone on it and then it's not funny anymore. Yep. I got so many brown and beige sweaters. Get off it.
This one says Southern boy math is spending $1,000 on a firearm to protect the family along with 500 other guns, but refusing to pay $5 for parking and driving around downtown all day looking for a free spot.
See, that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's exclusive to Southern boys. Might happen.
I mean, you could apply that to a lot of things, too, like spending $2,000 on big rims for your truck. But driving around looking for a $3 parking spot, yeah.
Boy math is having a 70-inch TV, but no table to eat your food on.
Boy math is using a box as a nightstand.
That's called resourcefulness.
Yeah. Boy math.
So my old apartment. I mean, it was like a 30-inch TV, but there was definitely no place to eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Boy math is having one pot, one pan, one plate, one set of silverware, and asking somebody to come over for dinner and be like, when are you gonna cook for me? You got one of everything.
You don't need any more than that, right? We're getting a lot of
One person's really sent a lot of them.
Really? Yeah.
Like girl math or boy math?
Are they like funny ones or
I just think they're generally triggered.
They're just girl
like a lot of responses in a row.
Really mad.
Girl math only hitting the curb four times while parallel parking.
I'm so good at parallel parking. I'm so good at it.
I can really
just, boom, whip it in. Yeah. Perks of having lived in a big city for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Street parking.
You struggle more with driving in the open.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah. The farther something is, the more likely Kelly is to hit it.
And I don't really think I struggle with it. I think that I know I'm a bad driver and other people around me struggle with that. Girl math.
Wow, you're really using it to your advantage.
Girl math. People around me should be aware of how I drive and compensate.
Okay, this one. Boy math for me is watching my significant other do a chore and me saying, oh, thanks, I was going to do that today, I thought.
Oh, yeah. That is the worst. Or boy math, when you watch your significant other struggling and rather than just asking to help, you're waiting for them to ask to help. Boy math. I would have helped if you would have asked. Just do it.
My boy math is I will take an extra half an hour to grocery store to price comparison hot dogs and then go home and buy a $500 saw.
Yeah. You don't need
that I really think would be great for the one project I'm working on, and surely I'll be able to find a bunch of other great uses for it for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more that could be thought of about me.
Yeah, see, do a little girl math with that hot wings. Like, if I buy a $100 pair of jeans and I've worn them for 100 days, well, now they're free. Those jeans are officially free because I've
worn them at least 100. Though?
Well, yeah, because every day is like wearing girl math.
Every day is a dollar.
Every day is a dollar for your clothes. It just makes sense.
Well, I think that, but that's easy to justify if you go, I bought this pair of jeans at $100, but I wear them like every other day, that's getting good use out of something.
Yeah, so use your $400 saw thing.
It's when you go, I found a pair of jeans I really like, so I bought 9 pairs, and by the time I get to pair number 8, they'll be out of style, and I'll donate them.
For the saw, do you have to, if it's a $500 saw, is it use it 500 times, or like 500 cuts, 500 days?
500 times.
It's hard to measure that, though, because
boy math, then, if it's hard to measure. Math, easy.
If I had to take all my lumber to somebody else and have them cut it, it would cost me more.
Right.
In gas and everything else.
Boy math.
My wife's really good at this for me. Boy math, buying an expensive bird buddy, but still price shopping bird seed all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Boy, those are right from the same category.
I'm so guilty.
That's hyper shopping hot dogs and then buying a $500 saw. Yeah, exactly.
Those greedy birds, she says.
Boy, the best thing that ever happened to me was when Annette pointed out one time when we were at Costco, she's like, why don't you just look at the price per unit instead of the actual price?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, mind blown. I always wondered what those other numbers were for.
That's what I do. I never really took the price per ounce.
Yeah, price per ounce or price per unit, whatever it is. Yeah. Man, I was like, oh, geez, this is like a whole new world. That's double the cost. I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Girl math, looking at every dress in the store, touching it to see how it feels, saying, oh my God, that's so cute, and then leaving with none of them.
Yes. Yeah. It's fun.
Love that.
Girl math, I think of something, and then the boyfriend should be able to read my mind, or I'm going to be mad at him. That seems like a guy wrote that and is a little bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy math, giving a woman a hard time for sleeping with 15 men, but desperately wanting to be number 16.
Yes.
Boy math, can't afford a wedding, so let's put off getting engaged. Boy math, again, $15,000 hunting trip, no problem.
I think what this ultimately proves is that women are significantly funnier than men.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can take a joke and then take your joke and make it funny. Mm. But you guys can't take a joke. People, you guys in this room, y'all took the joke and you can call yourselves out. But there are some people who are hearing this boy math stuff and they're like, dang, should have just let them have it.
Yeah, some people.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Can't handle it.
Boy math, buying an expensive smoker or grill, but buying cheap meat to cook on it.
Yeah. It's a trigger. Oh, let's see.
Oh, wow. This person's on a roll. Boy math, quitting your job to avoid paying child support.
Oh, yeah.
Seen some do that.
Yeah, I have seen that, too.
Another good one on Twitter was boy math, opening up your marriage to be polyamorous when you can't even make one relationship work.
I saw one along those same lines, and it was like, but getting mad at her for getting absolutely railed by like some fantastic dude, and you overestimated your value.
Yes.